beautiful electricity. It sings and hums in our fingertips. And maybe I'm not the same as everyone else around me. Maybe I'm not too.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for connecting in this moment. Today we are connecting to the alchemy of food as it relates to the season of fall. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, we've entered into the season of fall. This is, in Chinese medicine, considered the element of metal, would be ether in Ayurveda. And during this season, the organ that's impacted is the lungs and large intestines. These segments are designed to give you information on how to create better choices as it relates to the physical food that you put into your body, but also what's tied into this experience season by season and moment by moment is the impressions we are leaving on a daily basis, whether it's within our relationships, within our work, within our way of relating to ourself. And when we're not in harmony, then life's not as easy. All of a sudden, we have an awareness maybe that, oh wow, this isn't in harmony. I have to focus on it until I bring it back into balance. Sometimes this can feel overwhelming, yet it doesn't have to be. And then when we come into harmony and understanding how we move through seasons, how we move through lunar cycles, and how we move through solar cycles, we can better prepare ourselves to nourish ourselves on all levels. And we can make the choices that actually benefit our being. So everyone's going to be different. Everyone has different ways of operating through life. And they're going to have different things that they enjoy. And this is important to remember, especially as you relate to one another, is that for a lot of people, fall represents football season. And this is a time where there's soccer, football, different sports, the ending of baseball. In addition, for a lot of people, fall means soup, harvest, pumpkins, indoor time, baking. Other people, this might mean a time in their industry that they gather for a big conference. For other people, this might be their final push to their year end if they're on a Gregorian calendar. So these seasons mean different things to all of us, and they feed us different ways. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in the past several weeks where they're like, oh, I love fall. No matter where they live, whether it's California, on the East Coast, in the Midwest, the northern part of the states, or somewhere else in the world, they're enjoying this transition into the season, which is really designed to help us let go. In addition, there's things that are happening in our environmental system, depending where we live, that need to be addressed. And if they're not, then things can get out of balance during that season and leading us into the next. So we came out of summer, a time of nourishment, building up our nutrients, storing some nutrients, and this is typically where we have a fall harvest. If you were a farmer or worked in an agricultural system, and that harvest would be kept for the winter months when it's not as easy to grow things, especially if you have cold, snow, all these things that will not allow you to grow food, so you have to store it. And our recipes become different. We are so blessed in the sense that we have these things called grocery stores, and we can get anything and everything you could imagine in most parts of the world at a moment's notice. So we don't have to necessarily plan the same way our forefathers and sisters, mothers, brothers did, by having to store food the same way. But this is also a beautiful way to honor if you had a summer crop, lots of tomatoes, let's say, and say you're living in a part of the world that is still letting you collect on those. Rather than letting them all go back to the earth, you could actually harvest those, make sauces that you would use in the winter. You could dry them, store them different ways, take the seeds, prepare them for the winter or the next planting season. There's all these things that we can do that mirror what an agricultural society would do, so we actually honor all the nutrients that we receive. So this aspect of really honoring what we receive is something that we'll play on today. In addition, we're going to explore the foods that are really beneficial to help us with some of the things that come up in the physical body during the season, depending where you are. Before we dive in there, what I'd love for us to do is take a nice deep breath together. And I just want you to evaluate what is, like, how's your nourishment right now? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you being mindful with what you put in your body? Are you indulging too much? Not enough? Are you making sure that you're getting fed on a daily basis? Good food, some good veggies, fruits, grains, if you eat meat, fish. Are you taking care of yourself in a balanced manner that all your needs are being met? So I want you just to evaluate that right now and what the season is like for you right now and where it's going to go based on if you are used to living in this climate. This is not your first season wherever you are right now. And what's going to happen during the season as it relates to weather and outdoors and what typically historically happens for you. So just evaluate how I'm eating, how I'm nourishing myself, and what's going on with the external environment during the season. So take a nice deep breath in and out. Another one, deep breath in and out. Another one, inhale and exhale. Again, inhale and exhale.
Reach for me. There is a beautiful electricity. Comes in our fingertips, and maybe I'm not the same as everyone else around me. Maybe I'm not to blame for all of the pain I left behind me. Stay with me, and maybe, maybe they will see we could be. Born to fly and shine like fire against the sky, and maybe we'll find a way to leave all the hate behind us. Maybe we'll fly. Maybe we're wrong, strong enough.
gently breathing in and out, and bringing your awareness back to here, just thinking of fall, and what does it historically represent for you, and how do you meet it on a daily basis right now as it's unfolding? So as mentioned, the food that we take in, the physical food, and that which we take in our mind's eye, our imagination, our mind, our emotions, our eyes, our body, are these nutrients that feed our physical, mental, and emotional and spiritual being. So not only is it important during the season to think about the food that you're eating, because it can assist that which is unfolding and help keep you healthy and well, and you can build on that energy from one season to the next, it's also important to think about what I'm doing in my everyday life that can help that too. So historically, as we move into winter, is a time of slowing down. The leaves are changing, they're falling away, space is being created so that you have more time just to be. The earth is getting ready to rest again, just to be. When we take the opportunity to really focus in on the cues of nature, there's also this momentum and suggestion of gathering. So if we were in the agricultural system and having to save our food, your families come together and they harvest and they eat the foods that are available and come together and enjoy one another. And that's what even sports historically do this time of year. They pull people together to watch games, to interact and have some merriment. And within that, if we obligate ourselves too much to do all those things, we can actually wear ourselves down. And that's where historically we have a lot of flus. This season represents the lungs. That's where we get a lot of bronchial and sinus infections, or things that start in the head, colds, flus, and go into the lungs. In addition, these are also opportunity for us to really nourish and release and let go of emotions that no longer serve, that we've been holding on to. And I like to use the analogy of you have the wind moving through the trees to bring those leaves to the earth. Those leaves have done their purpose for a whole season, but it's time for them to fall and give the tree a resting point through winter before those new buds come on. And those leaves that get let go are the compost that goes into the earth and replenishes itself to the soil. And as that happens, then there's more nutrients for the tree to draw from in the upcoming year, because it's actually using a part of itself to rebuild itself. And that's what we can do on a daily basis. We can use our own chi, our own vitality, to continue to regenerate. And that's optimal. You don't want to go out and try to feed off of other people, so to speak, meaning that you rely on them in a codependent manner to fill you up. So during this season especially, it's an opportunity to release and also prepare yourself to leave that compost to the earth so that you can regenerate in the upcoming months as you go into winter and spring. So often during this time of year, you'll start to experience dryness. We've gone from summer, wet, moist, potentially if there was a lot of heat wherever you are, and now we're going into dryness. So a beautiful opportunity to do a couple things. If we get dry, our skin retracts. This isn't an optimal condition. So oils, warm oils are really yummy this time of year. Baths with oils in it, salts in it, to help nourish the skin, keep it from cracking. In addition, nourishing the internal system. So if your external system is giving you signs of drying, more than likely you're having drying internally. This can be taxing on the kidneys, can be taxing on other parts of the organ system. So eating foods with oils in it, good fats, will help you during this time of year. As mentioned, there are some great foods to assist you during the fall. Because this is a time to organize and open and perhaps clear out patterns that no longer serve, we can do this with our food in our body, just to stimulate some focus mentally and help the body start clearing out. So the foods that we can use to help us during this time of year is, one, to stimulate activity in the body, to focus mentally and begin to process that pulling back is what occurs. You know, the leaves drop, the trees kind of pull back so they can just be still through the winter months. And it's time that we can focus, we can meditate, we can be introspective, we can really focus on a creative process and be mindful to receive during this month, to really welcome ourselves to receive and to conserve our energy. So what aids this mostly is to add more sour flavored foods, and this would include sourdough bread, sauerkraut, olives, pickles, leeks, adzuki beans, salt, rose hip tea, vinegars, cheese, yogurt, lemons, limes, grapefruit, and sour apples, sour plums, sour grapes. So also just to be careful to not overdo it. So sometimes we'll say, she said that was good for me this time of year, and then people will overdo it. Listen to the body, check in. If you're having phlegm, let's say, this time of year, then don't go for cheese right now. However, if you're not, then this is a time to help with the digestive tract, especially yogurts, pickles, anything fermented is going to help you this time of year. Typically, we can also, because the emotion this time of year is sadness and grief, and those might come up, and that's why we have a historic chest cold, is to utilize the vinegars. Even taking a teaspoon of vinegar will actually increase your energy level. It also will increase your mood and bring you from maybe a place where you're not feeling so great. Maybe you're feeling a little depressed. It will actually elevate you. I've mentioned this before on segments where, you know, I was on a road trip and we were all fine, but sometimes when you travel, someone can get cranky or whatever, which is perfectly normal. But we were all pretty much in a happy state, but we went into a vinegar store where they let you sample. Wow, we were euphoric by the time we left there, just by tasting a bunch of different vinegars, 3 or 4 teaspoons, and we were good to go. We were high as a kite in a very natural way, in a good, happy way. So this can help you. You know, you have your green leafies with a meal, have some vinegar on it, or just like I said, in the morning, you can take some apple cider vinegar to help everything move and not create stagnation. That's where the phlegm can be built up as you go into winter. So it's important to make sure that you're keeping everything going, lubed up. That's why it's also important to add oils into the diet. And to also help with this cold, dry weather, to eat warm foods and foods that moisten and can be emphasized through many different ways. If you're on a vegetarian or vegan diet, you do soybean, tofu, tempeh, soy milk. Again, if you're using soy, make sure it's organic. Spinach, barley, millet, pear, apple, persimmon, loquats. See what's locally grown. Seaweeds are great. They're good detoxifiers. Moving heavy metals from the body. Element of metal this time of year. In addition, some eggs, and then some shellfish, clam, crab, oyster, herring, pork. And minimize the salt because that can cause dryness. But pink Himalayan sea salt is a wonderful thing to add. In addition, from there, I want to welcome you that depending on your constitution, you can look at dairy and see what works and what doesn't. And the nourishment of milk can help with yin dryness. However, it's important to see, do I have phlegm? Does dairy cause stagnation in my bowel system? Does it cause nose condition, lung condition? If it does, then you need to find alternative means of that. If not, this is a great way in other animal products to help it with the signs of the deficiency. So I'd like for you right now just to think for a moment, where am I a little deficient? Also to know that excessive herbs and stuff like that can cause drying at this time of year, so to be mindful of that also. And that's why, you know, kids like apple cider, they want a hot cocoa. These warm foods that come out of the oven or off the stovetop help nourish and increase our vitality, our chi in our body. So, simply put, if you can do one thing for yourself as you enter into the season of fall, historically evaluate how you usually meet the season, historically what happens with your health, and record down what are the good nutrients that you know that are sattvic, that are aligned with your system, that are tried and true for you, and what are your quote-unquote comfort foods that give you a little hug during this time of year, that are well for you, and meaning that they encourage well-being. I'm not talking about Cheetos or Doritos, no offense to Nabisco, I think it is, that produces those, or Frito-Lay that produces those. Those are not living foods. So I'm talking about what are some good foods that feel really good to you, that actually are warm, nourishing, will increase moisture in the body, good oils in your system that you like. I'd love for you to record those down. Also, the next time that you go out to the store, I would love for you just to connect with the aspect of yourself in relation to what's out there. What's at my local grocer? What's at my local farmer's market? What's available that I can connect with that's historically grown in the fall? And to understand that nature had this plan, I've mentioned this many times over, that certain berries are growing at certain times of year. Apples are growing this time of year. I'll give you a clue. And so Mother Nature is like, here, this is the food you need. Oh, here, this is what you need. This is the part of the world you live in. And this is what I'm going to provide. So these give us clues. We're so far away from that right now, so it's a little bit harder to think about. But I want you to educate yourself. Figure out what's grown in the fall. Pumpkins, apples, squash, green leafies. What harvests are available year-round. And see what's out there and start to experiment with it. Talk to your local farmer market produce provider and see what's growing and why, and see if you can learn some history. Melons are growing. So that's number one. Number two, once you have that list, is I want to see if you can integrate that into your diet on a weekly basis. Just some of those good foods that are really nourishing, make you feel good, and give you vitality. At least a couple times a week, if not daily. And then number three, I would love for you to evaluate that which is beneficial for you to take in, meaning media, conversations, relationships, what serves you, because what we're set up for this time of year, sadness and grief and lungs. So we're set up potentially for a cold flu season. However, if you surround yourself by beneficial relationships, by beneficial situations, clear out house in the sense of, hey, I need to either tend to this relationship and make it better, I need to tend to this project at work and make it better, or let it go to the earth and maybe it'll come back around in another season. But just to really be cognizant of what's going to serve you during this time of year so that you can stay well. Any emotional outbursts, we're not as forgiving because we're kind of coming to the end of the year where we've used up all our nutrients, we're going to be asked to be in repose until that springtime comes again. So we got to roll this out in a way that it can be beneficial to ourselves and others. So just to take in a little inventory of what's going on, where you can eliminate things that don't serve, that might be a waste of your energy right now, and really focus in and know that if you have a lot of vitality and chi flowing right now, that people will naturally gravitate towards you and want some of that chi, especially if their energy levels are lower. So to be cognizant of that doesn't mean that you have to be not generous to others, but to be cognizant of the distractions and to know that if other people aren't, you know, at 100%, then point them in the right direction. Know your limitations as far as what you can do. Foster healthy relationships that are interdependent, not codependent. And point. Say, hey, this is all I have to give. That way you can keep your momentum going forward. You don't need for both of you to sink or both of you to fall down or all of you to fall down, a whole company, whatever it might be. Really be cognizant of what's going on. Be objective, especially if you have a huge corporation and you know some of your higher executive leaders are not effective at your organization. Be honest with yourself. Get them some help. Don't let them pull down the ship just because of the ego thing or because they have had successes in the past. this is a time just to really be honest, encourage everyone to really manage their energy field, nourish themselves and others, and ride this field of energy all the way through into the spring, through the winter and into the spring. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you with that. I want to give you a fun idea. If you have a pumpkin of choice or a squash of choice that you like, would love for you to go out and get one, and then welcome you to roast it. Just slice it gently and place it on a cookie sheet. Rub it down with some olive oil or another favorite oil, olive oil, sunflower oil, whatever. Those two are probably your best with that squash. And then organic if possible. And then place some beautiful pink Himalayan sea salt on there, a little pepper, and roast it. And you can roast it at 375 for maybe about an hour. You'll have to flip them. And then bring those out and serve that squash, that pumpkin, on a nice green spinach, a nice green kale spinach, mixed greens, salad. And see how that feels. Add some pumpkin seeds, add a few other things that might sound good to you in the moment. Maybe some steamed green beans and some shredded carrots. Make yourself a really healthy salad. That squash is very beneficial this time of year. Have fun playing around with different ways to cook it. Keep it as fresh and whole as possible. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. Oh,
turning home.